Hey, podcast listeners, it's Object as Subject Week. Stay tuned to find out what that means. Welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, brought to you by Earbuds Podcast Collective. I'm your host and the founder of Earbuds, Arielle Nissenblatt. This episode covers the week of November 11th through 15th, 2019. This week's show is brought to us by WJCT's Oddball Podcast and the Future Hindsight Podcast. More on our sponsors later in the show. Earbuds Podcast Collective is a listening movement. We send an email every Sunday that contains a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week's podcast picks are curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. Get in touch with us by emailing earbudspodcastcollective@gmail.com. On this show, I'll share our five podcast episode recommendations of the week, some information about our curator, and some more information about the episodes chosen. You'll also hear some of the week's top podcast industry stories from the Inside Podcasting newsletter, which is written thrice weekly by Sky Pillsbury. First, our Earbuds Podcast Collective recommendations. This week's theme is Object as Subject. The curator is Lindsay Kilbride. Here's why Lindsay chose this theme.
Hi, my name is Lindsay Kilbride, and my theme is Object as the Subject. And I chose that theme because I produced a podcast centered around a mysterious object. So all these episodes will have an object as the entry point or center of the story.
Here are the episodes and podcasts chosen, along with the descriptions provided by Podchaser. Monday's episode comes from Every Little Thing and is called Stamps Full of Secrets. It's 33 minutes long. In this episode, we question how U.S. postage stamps came to be. Every Little Thing explores the secret world of the Citizen Stamp Advisory Committee, the group that decides what gets stuck on America's envelopes. Tuesday's episode comes from Just the Beginning and is called Science Fiction Gets Real. It's 32 minutes long. In this episode, we meet creators making work that explores the gap between science fiction and reality. Inspired by science fiction movies from the 80s and 90s, Sean Frayne, the founder of Looking Glass Factory, dreams of making a hologram a part of everyday life. Wednesday's episode comes from Everything is Alive and is called Scott, Stethoscope. It's 23 minutes long. In this episode, we meet Scott, the stethoscope, who is always listening. Everything is Alive is a podcast in which host Ian Chillog interviews inanimate objects. The interviews are surprisingly deep and funny, and it's mostly improvised. Thursday's episode comes from Oddball and is called Darndest Thing I Ever Saw. It's 36 minutes long. In this episode, a piece of history that you won't believe. In 1974, a metal sphere was discovered on a prominent family's property in Jacksonville, Florida. What at first was a mere curiosity soon seemed more otherworldly as, witnesses say, it rolled around on its own. A media frenzy erupted as the ball sparked interest from the Navy and nationally renowned scientists. The obsession with the mysterious ball ultimately silenced the family. Though it doesn't seem real, this is a true story. Friday's episode comes from Articles of Interest, a project of 99% Invisible created by Avery Truffleman. Fun fact, many podcast writers name this podcast in their Best of 2018 lists. This episode is called Hawaiian Shirts, and it's 27 minutes long. In this episode, we dive into the Hawaiian shirt. There are a few ways to tell if you're looking at an authentic, high-quality Aloha shirt. If the pockets match the pattern, that's a good sign, but it's not everything. Much of understanding an Aloha shirt is about paying attention to what is on the shirt itself. It's about looking at the pattern to see the story it tells. Those are the podcast recommendations chosen by Lindsay for this week's theme, Object as Subject. You can view and listen to these episodes as a playlist on Podchaser. Head to podchaser.com and type Object as Subject in the search bar. Join in on the discussion of this week's theme online by using the hashtag Object as Subject. Next, what's going on in the podcast world? Here are some of the top stories adapted from Inside Podcasting as of Thursday afternoon, November 7th. First story. Journalist and Radio Ambulante host Daniel Alarcón has revealed that 20% of the show's listeners tune in as a way to learn Spanish. As a result, this NPR podcast has joined forces with Jive World to develop Lupa, an app that makes learning the language while listening to the show even easier. The software allows listeners to toggle between English and Spanish transcripts of the show in real time, slow the speed of speech without distorting its sound, keep track of learned vocabulary, discover colloquial phrasing, and more. Next, Lauren Shippen's Atypical Artists has joined up with musical theater artists Brett Ryback, Jeff Lupino Esposito, and Matt Sav to launch In Strange Woods, a fictional audio series. The podcast combines musical elements with a true crime coming-of-age story. It's an unlikely hybrid that has yielded something truly fresh and unexpected, says Ryback. In Strange Woods is expected to arrive sometime in 2020. Next story. Note to Self and Zigzag host Manoush Zomorodi is the new host of NPR's TED Radio Hour. Guy Raz announced his departure from the show earlier this month. Last story of the day. NPR's bite-sized daily news show, Up First, will now produce a Saturday edition. Get ready for all news all the time as the 2020 election season ramps up. Yay! Those stories come to us from Sky Pillsbury over at Inside Podcasting. Go to inside.com/podcasting to sign up for her newsletter. Now for our sponsors. This Feedback with Earbuds episode was made possible by the Future Hindsight podcast and WJCT Jacksonville's Oddball podcast. Listen to Future Hindsight. Most Americans think our democracy needs help. What about you? Future Hindsight is a podcast featuring conversations with citizen changemakers, making an active difference in our society. Find out why you should have hope in our future and feel empowered through listening. This week, the hosts of Civics 101 talk modern civic education and why it matters so much now. Subscribe or tune in at futurehindsight.com or on the CastBox app. Now, let's learn about Oddball. In 1974, Jerry Betts and her son Terry, yes, Jerry and Terry, found a metal sphere on their property on Jacksonville's Fort George Island. Not long after, witnesses say the ball started vibrating and seemingly rolling with its own volition. That's when the Navy and nationally renowned UFO scientists took an interest in the ball. Jerry was excited by the attention at first. She was known to those around her as smart and sharp, starting a lucrative truck business on her own and running for a state house seat. But then people started showing up at her door wanting to see the ball. Listen to Oddball on CastBox, Podchaser, or wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you to Future Hindsight and Oddball for sponsoring this week's show. Do you want to advertise with us? Send an email to earbudspodcastcollective@gmail.com. That's a wrap. We say the word podcast a whole bunch on this show. We like to share the number of times at the bottom of each episode. This week it was 32 times. Can we beat that next week? Stay tuned. Head to our social media to find links to the episodes we mentioned. We're on Twitter at earbudspodcall. And we're on Instagram and Facebook at Earbuds Podcast Collective. You can sign up to receive our podcast recommendations email at earbudspodcastcollective.org. It goes out every Sunday night. This show is written by Ariel Nissenblatt. That's me. It's produced by me. It's engineered by the gorgeous Jeremy Einhorn. It's edited, mixed, and designed by my super talented friend, Daniel Turek. Our music is by bensound.com. Our newsletter is edited by history aficionado Abby Kleonsky. Thanks for listening. If you like the show, let us know by leaving a review wherever you like to do that kind of thing. One place you can do that is on CastBox. Just hit the comment button on the right side of the screen, type your comment, and press send. Next week, I'll share another place where you can rate and review podcasts. Catch you next time. Happy listening.